You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage with Andy Bush and your nonprofit show. Once again, CEO of LM Dietland & Associates, Lisa Dietland, is my friendly co-host. Hey, Lisa, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be here, though. I am missing out the bottom of, I think, the second inning at the White Sox game.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she is at the White Sox game today, so she's calling us from Jerry Reinsdorf's office, believe it or not, so that's kind of fun. But more importantly, in this segment, we are joined by Diane Hollingsworth. Now, she is the executive director of Eversight Illinois, an organization that works to preserve and restore eyesight through transplantation research, education, and partnerships. They can be found at eversightvision.org/Illinois. Diane, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Edith and Lisa. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, how did you become involved with Eversight Illinois? This is the coolest sounding name I've ever heard for an organization. I love it.
Well, that's wonderful because it was formerly the Illinois Eye Bank and we just changed on March 20th. So I'm glad you like it. We like it as well.
Great call. I love the change. I think it's just neat. It's forward-looking. It's, you know, I'm going to make all sorts of bad puns about eyesight if I don't stop soon. But tell us about the organization. I'm really sorry because I think it's one of the things that, you know, you kind of take some of these things for granted in life, and it's only until you don't have eyesight that you really understand that organizations like Eversight are so important.
That's right. You know, we restore sight. We help to restore sight for those in need, and we do research for important causes to cure blinding eye conditions. A corneal transplant, which we're involved with specifically, cures about 10% of blinding eye conditions. But the tissue also can be used for research that helps to find cures for the other 90% of blinding eye diseases. So it's really important.
So when I think of a bank, you know, obviously I think of dollars, but, you know, you at one point were an eye bank or you were called an eye bank. So what does that mean? You're not collecting eyes, are you?
No, and actually that's one of the reasons we changed because I get that question almost every day.
I have a scary thought, Diane, and I've been in your office.
So basically, when someone passes away and has agreed to be an eye, organ, or tissue donor, the call comes in from the hospital, and if that person is allowed to be or can be a donor, then we do a medical and social history, go out, procure the tissue. And one of the things is that people think it's the whole eye, but for transplant, it's just the cornea, and the cornea is just a dime-shaped tissue in the front of the eye, and that's sort of the window into the eye and allows a light to pass through, and many times that is damaged and needs to be replaced. So that tissue is brought back here and to our offices, and it's prepared for transplant and sent out to a surgeon for transplant. So there's no real banking because it's got to come in and go back out and be prepared for a surgeon in a very short period of time.
That's an unfortunate name, I think, to have come up with, and hence why I think it's fantastic that you changed the name. What's the most common eye ailment that people face that requires this transplantation?
Well, so there's so many things, like corneal scarring is a disease that some people might have where there's clouding across the front of the eye, mm-hmm. And there's a disease called keratoconus, which is actually the shape of the eye. And the cornea is a cone shape, which distorts vision. So they have most of the people that are in need of transplant, eyes will be like, look, if you took a piece of wax paper and put it up to your eyes and tried to look through that, so you see just slight bits of light, but for the most part, you can't see anything in front of you. Also, we do a lot of discussions about accidents to the eye, so someone who's not wearing appropriate safety goggles or something can damage the corneas that way. There's lots of different things. And actually, a lot of contact lens wearers who don't properly care for them, so water and contact lenses don't mix, or we've had people that have had fungal infections that get under their contact lenses, which destroys their corneas.
Wow. So what about macular degeneration? My mom is aging and was diagnosed with that. And so, you know, is seeking treatment with an ophthalmologist. But then what's scary is I was just told that that can be a hereditary thing. Is macular degeneration with our aging baby boomer population something that an eye transplant would help, or are there other treatments for that?
No, there's other treatments, but it's definitely something that's on the rise. There's more and more people, as are we have an aging population, that has that. And that's why we need the tissue also for really some great research projects that help to find the cures for all of the blinding eye conditions.
Well, that's amazing. I was, how does this, like, give me a ballpark on what the average eye transplant or cornea transplant costs?
Well, since the tissue is a gift from a donor, then
right.
There is no cost for the tissue itself. But if you're going to a surgeon and their time and the operating room time and things can cost a total of about $30,000.
Wow.
Many times this is covered through through insurance. But one of the things that we do is that we've never turned anyone away that is in need of a transplant. So we raise funds for that specifically. We call it our charitable tissue fund, so that anyone, no matter if you have insurance or you don't have enough coverage, that we are able to provide you with the tissue for that transplant.
That's great.
So I am an Andy. Are you an organ donor? Do you have the box checked on your driver's license?
I believe I do. I'll pull up my driver's license, double check, but since I just got it, yes,
can
I think
see
so.
It, right? Well, what I was going to ask Diane is, you know, who can be an eye or an organ or a tissue donor? I know I am, and actually I have designated and the Illinois Eye Bank as a recipient of my cornea, so I'm probably going to have to change that to EverThrive Illinois, but who can be a donor?
Well, that's anyone should sign up to be a donor. There are some conditions that would not allow you to be a donor, but especially for corneas, you're 10 times more likely to be a cornea donor than you may be to an organ donor, because it's tissue, so it's avascular, so there doesn't need to be continual blood flow up until the time of procuring the tissue. So there are many, many people can be eye tissue donors and recipients, actually. We have had infants that are 9 days old through people 100 plus that have had cornea transplants. And one of the things I get all the time is, you don't want my eye tissue. You know, I have bad eyesight. But many times, if you have bad eyesight, it's not because of your corneas. We actually had a patient a couple years ago that was blind. They passed away and were able to give two other people sight with the donation of their cornea.
They were blind and they were able to donate eye tissue?
Absolutely. And they provided sight to two others.
That is way cool.
jaw is dropping. I had a blind cousin. I never even thought she could do that.
So it was actually amazing. It was a young person, and the mother was just ecstatic that through the grief of losing her daughter, she just saw something positive to come of that. It was just amazing that two other people were given the gift of sight through the process.
So almost anybody can be an eye organ or donor tissue, or tissue donor, sorry.
Correct.
that's great. Well, I got to bring up the question then. Give us an example of someone that you've helped that maybe fuels your passion to stay with Eversight and work there, because I'm sure there's some great stories.
There's so many stories, and we get letters all the time, which is really wonderful. But, you know, you always love the kids. We have, there's two girls, Lily and Katie, and they're both young children who were legally blind. And after their transplants, to see them, I've been out to see them, been to their homes, been to their games, to see them attend school, play sports, and have a normal childhood due to a successful transplant. And there's a teenager I know, Riley, who just a typical teenager who didn't care for his contact lenses. He developed a fungal infection and had to have two emergency cornea transplants. And without those, he'd be blind. So it's
wow.
The stories
wow.
that
and
we
you think
hear.
About the young people, yeah.
And even, you know, it's just, I get so many letters from grandmas who say, I can see my kids, I can read, you know. So they're just, we get stories every day, which just is just what fuels my work every day, just because I just love the stories and see the positives that come out of what we do every day here.
Well, and we know, and disclosing, we know that you are a recipient of a transplant, but not an eye transplant. And given that it's Organ Donation Month, are you willing to share with us and our listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. I, at 34, had complete kidney failure, and it was a strange disease. I actually had a strep throat in college that I didn't care for properly, and the infection settled in my kidneys and slowly deteriorated over the years. And I was faced with being 34 years old with three young girls at the time, and in need of a kidney transplant. I was on dialysis. And my mom actually became my living donor. So with organs, especially kidneys and sometimes liver, you can be a living donor as well. So my mom gave me life a second time. And actually this year, it will be 21 years that I've received the kidney transplant. So my kidney and my mom will be turning 80 years old this year.
That's amazing.
What
an amazing gift for your mom to give and keep giving to your kids. I mean, I know with mine, you always try to help them, but that's really above and beyond, and that's just wonderful.
No, it is. It's just really wonderful.
Do you ever get crossways with her, Diane, and she says, "I'll take that kidney back now"?
All the time. That's her big thing. Do what I say, or I'm taking that back. Which is just our joke between us. I mean, it's just amazing what she
absolutely
did for me, so.
And that's the way my family is. We joke about, you know, the tough things or the things that bring you closer. You know, you have to. Laughter is the best medicine, they say.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right, Diane, from Everside, Illinois, this is such a treat to have you on, and thanks for sharing that last story, because I think people can relate to that a little bit and understand how important it is to keep helping others, even your own children as you get older. So thanks for coming on the show today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to the Engage Nonprofit Show. Lisa and I will be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.